Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 01:00. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 02:00. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 03:00. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 04:00. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 05:00. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06:00. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 07:00. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 08:00. Sunny. 47 degrees.
KCH VHA mobile monitoring.
Good morning. 09:00. Sunny. 51 degrees. Good morning. 10:00. Sunny. 57 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 62 degrees.
CHYNU. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing real well, thanks. How about you? Certainly good Thanksgiving the last night.
Oh yeah, for sure. I slept really good. Woke up a couple times to get up to the restroom, but outside of that, I slept like a baby.
That sounds great. Yeah, I'm really trying to this respite here from the cooking. No, we're not in fall again, but certainly a little bit of an adjustment.
Yeah, I get a little taste of fall. I don't know, they're saying it's supposed to be cooler a little bit, into September. So yeah, we'll see. It might be here to stay, but it is Michigan, and the random chance of like 90 degree weather if it comes back.
You never know. Like you say, it could all happen in one day.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is for sure.
Well, you guys are, you and Mike are off to a training class today in Hilton Cottage.
Yeah, we're going to my Sims training for the county, so it'll give us a little bit more edge for the set, and we'll be able to use it if we need it. So.
Yeah, I think it'll help. I think it'll help you out. Like I say, get a little bit more knowledge in it. It's good. It'll help during the test. I have heard something that has went down during the last test, whether it's deliberately or not, for the exercise.
That doesn't surprise me. With the technology, who knows? But it's a good tool to have, and even outside of the county, whether it be a comm center or some type of emergency management spot, it's useful.
Yes, I think the training that we set up there for both of you, pass it along, or other members of the group or however it's going. I'm sure it will be a beneficial training session for you guys.
Yeah, it'll advance my resume as well. Make me a little bit more valuable as far as dispatch. Something that I think my day job should have. Not sure anybody's actually trained in that, but it would help them out as well. Let's do this. must be out on an AC.
Yeah, I am. I kind of feel the wind kind of took that one. Yeah, I'm on the bar outside.
You're a little bit broken, but I'm able to pick you out there, so good stuff.
Yeah, I thought I'd sit out for a little bit. The program will be able to come in here around here between noon and 1, so I usually sit outside too, and I was kind of wondering how the signal was out here, so that's good to know that way.
There's some interference there, but I mean, I can still pick out what you're saying. So that's a good radio. The radio that you got, good system, and like I said, it's a solid radio, and does the job, does what it needs to do.
Yes, it does. Yes. Enjoying using it. Appreciate it. Definitely, like I say, try to rotate them through and keep them tested and keep them using that. So it's a good thing. Glad.
Yeah, for sure. That's the way to do it. So I'm able to keep one of the, or you know, hang on to one of the county radios. So I've got got a couple of DMRs at home tonight to have, just in case, you know, for deployment or whatnot. It's good to have.
Yeah, roger that. I agree with you there. I don't know if things ever work out. Might end up trying to use that second foul thing for like ACRS or a wing link or something. You just have to get a, you know, connection on that for it. But yeah, those are good. It's nice having the extras, and definitely use them and keep them tested out. It's nice to have it in emergency.
It is nice, and that worked out pretty well. If you can get that hooked up to APRS or something like that, it'd be good to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, we'll have to, finagle something here. We'll see what happens and take it from there. But at least, like I say, voice or you know, some type of digital or electronic would be pretty cool. But like I say, you kind of use them at random. And I got the shorter end kind of on this radio today. I've been using a longer one just with the county their DMR. We're trying it out for today.
It seems to work pretty good on the DMR, at least on my personal DMR radio. The stubby works a little bit better, you know, the rubber duck works a little bit better than the with antenna. So I don't know, it's weird, but that's how the radio is set up.
Yeah, and that's it. And with the UHF too, usually like a stubby or you know, smaller antenna for UHF, especially your short fly like that. It works out really well on that.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll see. We'll keep trying things out. I might invest in another antenna, but I guess you can never have too many antennas.
No, that's true. And again, you know, there's always potentially what breaks or something that happens. Somebody needs another antenna. Again, it's one of those things like having a good supply and having a backup available for you.
Yeah, or get a little one that likes to grab antennas and like, no, can't do that. Stop that.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure he likes to grab it that way. Grab those antennas there and flip them around. Of course, sometimes the fish gets to see that thing.
Oh, trust me, I know. I've walked in and one of my partners had a HP in his hand and he was flinging it around with antenna, and I'm like, don't do that. You're going to break the connection, you're going to break the radio, and then we're going to be short of HP in dispatch. I'm like, stop that.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes, you got to remember that sometimes that HP, you're going to call and wait for the race for the car, that's not a good idea there, just because he's by the antenna.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then they wonder why, you know, they can't get out in certain areas. It's like, well, if you guys wouldn't, mistreat your radios, they would probably work better.
Yeah, those radios get enough beats, whether you can pass them on to the next shift or, there's 24/7 radios that get a lot of the field, the potential for dropping, accidentally, or just the force of doing it. So,
either that, you know, they don't have any holsters to put them in. They just kind of chuck them in the truck, or they chuck them in the, you know, the cup holder. And it's like, well, no, you can't do that either. We gotta do something to protect these radios because they're expensive. You know, Kenwood's, they're not cheap.
They're definitely not cheap. Especially, like I say, the digital radios, if they had to sleep for them, probably take better care of them than somebody else would pay for them. That's no problem. But, something that they got to do. Lifeline to dispatch.
I try to tell them too, like, take it easy on the batteries and, you know, make sure that you're rotating them through, and it's like, it doesn't click sometimes, but, their money, not mine.
Yeah, especially, you know, if it's not your money, the agency's money, up about it, I guess that's how it works out. The way these guys drive these cars, trucks or whatever, they have to pay for it. But, the agency's problem again.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting. But, I went into my ICOM this morning and had a couple of adjustments I had to make, get a little bit of interference. I'm not sure if it's like the local, so the subdivision decided to put up an internet service, throughout the sub, And I have a feeling that's causing some interference on my ham, because some of the channels will pick up like it's just like random blurps of this or that. So I'm like kind of hoping that it's not the case. Maybe it's just the atmosphere.
Traffic on your select.
you can just press mute and it'll get rid of the unselect stuff, but it's only for a couple moments. A lot of people didn't know that on the consoles back in the day.
Yeah, we can do that with the consoles back home or back at work, but I can hit mute, but it'll mute the radio itself. I know the icon. There's a feature where it'll mute. It'll do that, like the Motorola's, where it'll mute that channel for a little bit and then come back to it later on at a certain point.
NAWCB. Yeah, there you go. Like I say, sometimes the mute features, like you say, if you just mute the whole radio, that just keeps the whole purpose of it. That's kind of, like I say, it's kind of neat on the icon as well. So there are some nice features there that these radios have. And you can kind of hear something lower in the background and switch to your main channel and scan or whatever. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty neat. I like it. Leo likes the mute button because when the baby's sleeping, instead of having to turn everything down, she just hits the mute button and mutes the radio, so that way she doesn't have to worry about waking the baby up or anything.
That's pretty cool. At least she's got a kind of a working knowledge of at least a couple of functions there on your radio. So that, like I say, that plays a big role and helps out there if need be.
Yeah, it does. It does. I've showed her a couple other things with the radio, and that way, if she's got to tune into something, she can or whatnot. But I know the ICOM back, my base station one. If there's a weather alert, it'll automatically go over to the National Weather Service and stay on that channel. So it kind of gets a little boring. So she knows how to go back to the ham stuff and get it off the weather station.
That's a nice feature to that radio, being able to get the weather, but like you say, instead of it running all the time, at least she knows how to turn that off. So that's good. She knows the technology and it's good that she's able to do that stuff.
Yeah, my wife's pretty smart. She's a good wife. I enjoy her. It's pretty. It's pretty nice. Like I said, the technology that's out there, and being able to use it. I like the Yaesu a little bit better because it's got more features. But the ICOM's got a decent amount as well. It's a priority scan and home channels and stuff like that. It makes it pretty easy to operate. The Yaesu, if I wanted to do APRS off of it, I could do APRS off of it, run a geolocate or something like that. It's like they use GPS on it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of those things. Again, what do you use it for? What's your needs inside or outside? In a mobile. It works out really well in function. Certain purposes that are used. The handheld and those radios for. So again, what's your needs? How does it? How it works out for you there.
Yeah, Micah likes it. He likes the technology with the radios. He's fascinated with the Motorola's and BTAC there for my DMR radio. But he likes that stuff. He likes the technology that goes with these radios.
And when he's comfortable, you know, he'll be able to take his test and then really get his hands on it there. But that's good. It's good he's getting comfortable with the technology and how it works and that, and maybe putting the two and two together, you know, whenever he's comfortable to take the test.
Yeah, he's going to work on it. I think he's saying he's going to try to add it to his school task, and then that way then he has, you know, he can study it and kind of make some actual time for it. But being out with the crews and being deployed with me and Wally, you know, setting up a radio for him, that really reignited it there for him, so...
Oh, that sounds great, yeah. And again, you know, GMRS is a good door into it, and but again, you know, there's a lot more that, you know, that you can do via amateur radio. And so, again, it's a good, you know, I look at Citizen Fans back in the day. Yeah, people make fun of it a little bit, but, you know, hey, it opens the door, and... Get you comfortable with using the equipment and the frequencies and so forth, and it's definitely a good way to go.
It is. It's, you know, it's a good icebreaker. You know, get you out there on the radio, and you know, used to talking on the radio, and you know, and learning, like you said, learning the frequencies. It is a good starting point, I think, and still pretty useful. As long as there's a repeater somewhere around for GMRS, it's a good way to go. It's a good way to start out.
Well, too, and knowing the difference, you know, of what you can do with it, you know, with the repeater and Simplex. Again, you know, he probably saw that in action. You know, you guys using it there on the Dream Cruise. So again, it expands that knowledge of what your radio can do, what it can't. You know, getting familiar with it. You know, understanding the difference. You know, hey, you know, CB is 11 centimeters, whereas you know, GMRS is 70 centimeters, and different facets there of technologies that are available.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, did you hear it too? I had seen an article. I haven't read the full thing yet, but I was reading that they may introduce a VHF channel for GMRS.
In fact, I saw a video on that the other night, and that sounds like an interesting prospect there. Again, there's differences, you know, between low band VHF and, UHF, what it's currently on. But again, it's a foot in the door. I've heard it could possibly use a repeater, or Simplex. But again, these other services are good to have. MERS, different services that are available. Of course, again, where ham could use a lot of technologies, a lot of power in that. And I think somebody's here.
Yeah, perfect. I'm almost there. I'm Saul and Nancy Melrose, so I'm real close.
Ah, gotcha. Well, I'm going to go out and meet Mike out here, but hey, we'll see you in a few minutes there. Good talking with you. 73 is there, son. Talk to you here soon. And hey, WCB is clear on your final.
Sounds Sounds good, yeah, sounds good. We'll see you in a couple minutes. 73 is here. KYNU.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 72 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees.
This is KFAEDQ listening.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 57 degrees. Thank you.